response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This was all over my social media feed yesterday. It's your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. Guess what I'm going to say? Can you guess? Was it all over yours?
Is it something about a train
That's it.
Coming through? How did I know?
Oh, my goodness. We're all on the same page
what
algorithmically.
Is this train? Is it going to be just like a big, massive something? I just don't get why it's exciting. Explain it to me.
It's huge. It's the Union Pacific's big boy number 4014. It is the world's largest operating steam locomotive.
Why?
Choo-choo! What is... John Kutzko is out of his mind.
Of course he is.
Here's
is it going to go through Letchworth?
Yes.
Oh.
That's the cool part. So this is, it's the world's biggest operating steam locomotive. And I mean, these things are powerful and they're impressive to see. And it's going across the country. I was restored a couple of years ago and it's going to make this trip throughout the year to celebrate America's 250th birthday.
Oh, okay.
So part of that is going to roll right through our neck of the woods. June 9th through 13th. So June 11th, it's going to be in Silver Springs at 11:45. Go ahead and get your pen and write that down.
Yes, let me. Oh, okay. 11:45
on June 11th.
I'll be there.
Also on June 11th, it's going to go through Letchworth State Park across that beautiful bridge.
Yeah.
Above the falls.
Otherwise known as Kutchko Bridge.
Kutchko's Bridge. 12:20 on the 11th, and then June 11th, Hornell. It's rolling through there about 2:00. It's going to stop at the Hornell Erie Depot Museum.
So, fun fact.
Yes.
Yeah, that museum, there's an artifact of my grandfather's in there because my grandpa used to be, of course, grandpa lived in Hornell and he was...
working on the railroad?
Yeah, he was an engineer. And so he drove the trains from... He'd have to go to Binghamton.
I wonder...
He'd go to Binghamton
and
get the train.
Wait. That means you're connected.
I'm not. No, I don't have a connection.
Can you get me like some VIP access to this thing?
You on this big boy,
like a tour.
What a name, by the way.
I want to blow the horn.
No, you can't. They're not going to let you anywhere near that.
Come on.
Nope.
You know people.
I don't know anyone.
Don't hold back on this.
Uh-huh.
This is important. By the way, and I agree with him. Kutchko says it's going to be a zoo at Letchworth because that viewing spot. I don't know how many people you can get in that little park area where you can clearly see
you
the bridge.
That many people are going to be
psyched. I will put money on it that there will be thousands of people at Letchworth.
Thousands?
You want to put money on it?
I'll put money on it.
Thousands.
I will say maybe.
Listen, you don't understand
dozens.
How many train nerds are out there. They are out there.
And this is a big, big deal.
This is a huge deal.
Yeah, I'll put maybe 100 people.
That park will be packed.
And that's being...
And everybody will have their cell phone out and they won't be in the moment. They're going to be staring at the train. There are two different kinds of people who vacation. There are people who completely check out and do nothing. Mm-hmm. And there are people who stick to their routine, even though they're not home. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I don't get the latter. I do not get, if you're going on vacation, how you would be able to just continue what you normally do here, just somewhere else. So... You know, we're going to Nashville for my 50th birthday, my sister and I. And so I booked it, got it all around. And my sister was like, is there a gym? Is there a fitness center in this hotel? And I go, we're going to Nashville, Tony. I was like, you think you're getting up at 5 a.m.? And she was like, yes, I need. And I go, you need to have a fitness center. You're going to need to work out for the 3 or 4 days that we're there. And she's like, yeah. So here we go.
I mean, technically, if you want to walk her through this, you could be like, look, we're going to be walking a lot.
Like a ton.
Because bar to bar to bar.
Yeah, like we're going to be super tired.
Another bar and then a fourth bar and maybe a fifth bar.
And, you know, stumbling is basically running. So, you know, and dancing.
Yes, you'll be dancing a lot.
So you'll get
That's
your cardio.
That's exercise. There's your cardio.
We're going to be working out all day.
16-ounce curls.
That's
with
right.
With the beer cans.
That's right.
There's a lot of things you can do.
See, Billy, you get it. Why doesn't she get it? But
have
a friend of ours who was like, yeah, when last time we went to Nashville, she has a few friends that came with her that worked out every morning.
Same thing. I don't understand.
They were like, they got up at the hotel and they worked out.
Take a break. It's a vacation.
Isn't that what vacation?
That's how I look. I'm with you on this one.
Oh my
gosh. Usually we don't see eye to eye on everything, but this one, it's kind of like, it's okay to take, it's kind of like a cheat day. If you eat really clean, you know, for 3 weeks, go ahead and have that meal or that day. It's not going to kill you.
Right.
Enjoy life a little bit.
I'm like, oh, I just.
Is it possible she enjoys exercise much?
Of course she does.
You weirdos.
But I don't think she's been in any shape like what she's going to be in Nashville. I don't know that it's going to be as enjoyable.
Well, we'll see what happens the next morning. That's when the real question's coming.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Court of Public Opinion, you got something you want to put out there? You can always dial into the studio, 252-9233, send us a DM over on Facebook or Instagram, or hit the Odyssey app. And right next to our logo, there's a little button that says send a message. You push that button, you can record a message, and it pops up here in the studio.
Yeah, hey, this is Jimmy in Honeyoy Falls. In my office, there's a couple of older coworkers, and for whatever reason, they've assumed that I'm less experienced. I've been with the company longer than most of them and have more experience in our field. And lately, they've been giving me jobs to do, like they're in charge of me. If there's a hierarchy of staff below our GM, I would definitely be over them. I don't want to embarrass them. I don't want to create a hostile work environment, but I feel like I need to set the record straight. How do I correct this situation without making things worse?
Oh, that is tough.
See, if that were me, I would be super petty and I would assign them jobs to do. Like if they're dropping tasks on me, I would find random stuff and send it their way.
I've got a problem. I don't know why, but I was just raised to respect your elders, anyone older. I would probably...
You would just do it?
I would probably call into a radio show and complain about it and then ask them what I should do because clearly I wouldn't be able to figure it out either. That's
it is
crazy.
A super awkward situation.
It is. There's no way I could confront them. I would be like,
There's got to be a boss in the office somewhere.
So go above them and tattle on them?
Well, here's what I would do.
They're telling me when to new.
I would
they
go
think
to the boss.
Of me. You're not the boss of me.
Quietly. And I would say, look, they're giving me stuff to do. It's not my job to do their work. I don't want to create a weird situation. Can you just maybe reinforce who's in charge around here without bringing me into the conversation?
Maybe if they don't realize you're in charge, maybe you need to improve at being, I don't know, a manager, right? If... I know. I don't know. This is very awkward.
Leave sticky notes that are like, make sure you clean up the kitchen before you leave
today. 585-252-9233. Let's help him out.
All right. We heard from a caller this morning, a younger fella who works with some older folks, and they seem to think they have more experience because they're older. Mm-hmm. And in the office, they're giving him tasks to do. Technically, he would be above them in the big, you know, corporate chart if there was one on the wall. But for some reason, they keep delegating tasks to him. And he says, enough is enough. I'm not sure how to handle this without creating a hostile work environment. What should I do?
Right.
So 252-9233 is our text in our phone line. And the text lines absolutely blew up on this. Get a thicker skin. Learn to say snarky things the professional way. Like... Is this something that you need help completing due to an upcoming deadline? Or I'll check with my manager to see if that fits in with my current priorities.
Oh, my gosh.
That is corporate speak that right there.
That is so... And then we'll circle back to it. Okay. I would tell those older coworkers, quote, thanks for the job tasks, but supervisor's name has me doing this and that, and tell them the more knowledgeable job tasks that they have to do.
Another texter says boundaries first. They give them tasks that they don't know how to do, especially without you.
Stand up for yourself. Put more dominance in your position. You don't need to squash them or anything, but so they're saying that you need to be a little bit more dominant, which I struggle with.
A little bit more
that
of a spine, I think is what everybody
is pretty much
saying.
I struggle with that too.
Yeah.
I struggle with it. I feel his pain because if they're older folks, I don't know. You don't want to be disrespectful, but yeah, you do need to, in a professional way, stand up for yourself. So
there's one text that I keep laughing at.
What?
It says, if they're older, then it's likely they're reluctant due to them being elderly, which I mean, if you're in an office and you're 30 and I'm 50, not exactly.
Are you
elderly? I don't know. Maybe to a 30-year-old, we are.
I don't know. We'll ask the kids down the hall on that station. But all right, court of public opinion has spoken. You have to stand up for yourself. You need to handle it.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.